Welcome to Daily Devotion with Ken Gurley. Devotions designed to inspire you on your daily walk with God. Each day we walk through the vital principles of the abundant life. Our Lord can do above and beyond all we ask or think. Here's your host, Ken Gurley.
We look for shortcuts, the easy route. But there is no shortcut in prayer. The greatest people of this earth today are people who pray. I don't mean those who talk about prayer, nor those who say they believe in prayer, nor yet those who can explain beautifully about prayer. I mean the people who take the time to pray. The men and women who carry forth great movements, have accomplished great and glorious works for God, have been those who are preeminent in prayer. These are the people who put prayer first and group the other things in this life schedule around and after prayer. These are the people today who are doing the most for God, touching the most lives, winning the most souls, discipling the most believers. They are solving the hard problems and answering the hard questions. They are awakening the realm. They are supplying men and monies for mission posts. The hand that reaches out to save has to first of all clasp the throne of God. There is no power, absolutely no power, like that of prayer that prevails, prayer that gets through, prayer that is victorious. There is nothing like it. While this world's progress of science and art are overwhelming, the church is slow to learn. She cannot improve upon the examples of intensified travail. The prayer of the heroes and heroines of faith in the Old and New Testament. Before we pray, we can do nothing. After we pray, we can do everything. All the power in heaven and earth are at our disposal. Prayer is so strong. God will do in answer to the prayer of the weakest one what otherwise he could not and would not do. You can do no more than pray until you have prayed. Prayer is the power on earth that commands the power of all of heaven. If prayer is anything, prayer is everything. If it's true, it's the greatest truth. If the church will not pray, God will not act. God will never go over the head of his church to enforce any of his decisions. He cannot take things out of our hands because he put them there. He said, I will give you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I give you the keys. Paul said, we have access to the heavenlies. Just as holy men and women of old subdued the powers of hell and were made more than conquerors, they changed the course of nature and even national affairs. They subdued kingdoms. They obtained promises. They wrought righteousness. All of these were men and women of intensified, incessant, and intercessory prayer. These are people that affect their generation, that push back the darkness. These are the ones that establish ministries, build godly homes, make a difference on their jobs. They've turned their worlds upside down. They've started a move of the Spirit that the enemy cannot stop. These are people of prevailing prayer. There's absolutely no power like that of the prevailing prayer of faith. What is that? Prevailing is travailing. It's crying out to God. It's not in our programs, our educational, our personal charisma, personality, oratory, administration, advertising, knowing how to win friends and influence people. All of those things are great in their place, but that's not the prevailing prayer of faith. Neither is it an architectural triumph, a prime piece of real estate, a robed choir, a stained glass, a padded pew, refinement money. Again, all of these are good. But genius is nothing. Learning is nothing. Organization is sarcasm and irony, apart from that which gives every one of them value. Everything we do must be strengthened by prayer. The prevailing prayer of faith is not foxhole praying. It's not half-hearted, lukewarm, spasmodic, or just when you get in trouble sort of praying. It's not just a little lay me down to sleep bedtime prayer. The prevailing prayer of faith is the Spirit Himself making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It's the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe according to His might. The prevailing prayer of faith is resurrection power, calling Christ alive in every situation. It's the mighty weapons used to pull down strongholds. It's the wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Prevailing prayer is protracted prayer. It's weeping. It's fasting. It's the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that can touch the highest heaven and shake the lowest hell. If you believe it, try it, and something will happen. The prevailing prayer of faith is Abraham when he stood before the Lord and said, "Wilt thou destroy the righteous with the wicked?" Abraham moved in and said, "You will not destroy, Lord, the righteous with the wicked. That's not who you are." Prevailing prayer of faith is Jacob threatened by death, fearing for his life, but praying through the night and wrestling with the angel of the Lord until the break of day, crying, "I will not, I will not, I will not let go until you bless me." What is this prevailing prayer of faith? It's Joshua when he lifted his spear toward the setting sun and cried out, "Sun, stand still." It's Elijah when he said to Ahab, "According to my word, there will be no rain or dew for the space of 3.5 years. That's the prevailing prayer of faith. It's Elisha saying to Elijah, "I want a double portion of your spirit." What is prevailing prayer? It's that double portion. It's Hezekiah turning his face to the wall, looking at death in the face and saying, "Go home. I'm not ready to die." It's Joseph praying again and again and saying, "I'm going to be delivered from this dungeon of doubt. I know that I have a purpose resting, a destiny in my life." This is the prevailing prayer of faith. It's Esther, her maidens, and the Jews in Shushan fasting for 72 hours. Her nation was appointed for extermination. Esther's immortal prayer with the surrendering of her will and life to God, they are stirring. "If I perish, I perish. But I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to be quiet." It's Hannah who takes the foremost place among women for her fervency in prayer in the entire Old Testament between the porch and the altar. It's classic because it reveals the ingredients of prevailing, travailing, intercessory prayer. It's Rachel crying out, "Give me children or I die," and she bore Joseph and Benjamin. It's Ruth cleaving to Naomi saying, "Don't tell me to leave you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going all the way with you. I'm going to be here when you get back. I've taken my stand. We're not going anywhere else." It's Joel saying, "Gather the people, assemble the elders, gather the children, let everyone weep, weep." Joel prophesied that great forces are going to be marshaled against believers in the last day. We need to weep. We need to pray. We need the prevailing power of faith. It's Ezra weeping, lamenting, calling on God until his nation was pulled back on course. It's Jeremiah, that weeping prophet, who said, "Oh, that my head were waters, my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people." It's the 120 who were at the dawn of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost dispensation in that first century that continued in prayer and one accord for days. And the early church was born after the prevailing prayer of faith. 3,000 souls were added. On and on, the infant church prayed. They prayed everywhere, and everywhere they went, they prayed, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. We need such a shaking. We need the prevailing power that brings strength to the church. the entire power of Imperial Rome, she proved unable to resist the intensified prayer of that early church, and she crumbled. She was shaken from the center to circumference because the church prayed everywhere, and everywhere they went, they prayed. We need to be a generation of people that pray the prevailing prayer of faith. Ask, because everyone that asks receives. Everyone that seeks finds. You should knock, because everyone that knocks will find the door open. It's going to open. He gives to the elect that cries out to him day and night. Ask, seek, knock. It's going to happen. Two features have always marked the periods of spiritual awakenings: the power of prayer and the power of preaching. Every great awakening in the history of the church, from the time of the apostles until today, had its early origin in prayer. There have been great awakenings without much preaching. There have been awakenings without much organization. But there has never been a true and great move of God without much prayer. The days of Luther and Wesley and Jonathan Edwards and Finney and Moody, the revival in Ireland, the Welsh revival, the beginning of the latter rain at the turn of the century, these were all characterized by the power of prevailing prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is so important. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear. Listen to that promise. Then will I hear. I will, if they will. Lord, teach us to pray. More importantly, motivate us to pray. It is perhaps the darkest hour in our history. God is using this moment and this time to raise up people who know how to pray the prevailing prayer of faith. I will if you will. That's what I hear God saying. God said, I saw that there was no man in those dark hours, no man to stand in the gap, no intercessor. If I just had someone who would stand up, if I had someone, he wondered, the Bible says, that there was no intercessor. This one who, when he walked amongst us, said men ought always to pray and not to faint. We should pray because God is willing to answer. We should pray because of our own desperate needs. We pray because of our families. We pray because of the harvest needed in our area. So much needs to be poured into this final harvest. I believe that believers have never tasted the full extent of the power of prevailing prayer. God will never stumble over someone interceding. He always stops by and communes with them. He will never stumble over them or pass them by. But when you cry out to him, he's going to stop and he's going to listen to what you have to say. It's time to come boldly before the throne of grace. It's time to ask in faith in the time of need. It's time to knock and keep on knocking until the door at midnight is open. Your prayers have tremendous power. When you pray them with intensity, with tears, and with faith and perseverance, they become the prevailing prayer of faith. I urge you today, start praying, and don't stop praying until you see the miracles happen.
Thank you for sharing in daily devotion with Ken Gurley. We pray this ministry has been a source of encouragement and strength to you. Please be mindful that your financial support enables us to meet with you each day. To give a donation or connect with us, visit our website at kengurley.com. There you will also find the latest books, podcasts, and resources. Blessed 90 Days to Change Your World is Pastor Gurley's latest book. You can get your copy of this life-changing book at kengurley.com. May God's favor rest on you in every way until we meet again.